Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're going to go to the Holland Capitas fan hotline, talk to our good friend Jeff Hathorn, KDK sports director. And Jeff, I'm assuming you, like everyone else, is really getting excited and ready for the Mason Rudolph versus Dwayne Haskins battle. And I guess it's chapter one.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm ready for football. After watching practices for a couple of weeks, I'm ready to see what these guys do in a game. Because, Paul, as you know, when you get into practicing against yourself for this long, now the defense knows what the offense is doing, and they can anticipate things. So it's kind of hard to tell, okay, is the defense just know what's coming, so they're making plays, or are they improved? I just want to see how these guys, you know, how it plays on the field. And, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Haskins had some – he's confident. I mean, he came here to be the next franchise quarterback, and he gets his first opportunity to show it on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that – I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, he's been so good that allegedly that people, I think, are starting to really get a little bit ahead of themselves and get too excited, aren't they?
And that's what we do, especially this time of year. We read way too much into stuff, and that's what I was saying about the practices. You know, Haskins has looked better. And I think part of that is him legitimately learning the offense to a point where when he goes back to pass, even though there's no one that's going to hit him, he's not thinking about where the receivers need to be. He's thinking about getting it to the open receiver. Instead of thinking about his progressions, he's just making plays. And I think that's made it easier. That being said, I mean, he hasn't been perfect. He's made some mistakes. And it's easy for so many positions where you know you can't get hit or aren't going to be leveled going across the middle of your receiver. It is a different game when you get into live action against other guys trying to make other teams and make a name for themselves. But, you know, Haskins, he definitely has the strongest arm in camp. Most accurate arm, no. I mean, I would say this when it comes to for anyone that is thinking about Haskins this year, or whatever that comment was by the ESPN guy about how Ben will be benched midway through the season, unless Ben is injured, like the drop off from Ben Roethlisberger to the other guys is like from varsity to JV.
No question. You know, speaking of Ben's, we're going to get to see a former Pitt player, Ben DiNucci, I think, tomorrow night, won't we?
We should, yeah. And we saw him the second time now. And yeah, that's of all the guys, what an amazing story for him. I mean, even when he came out of Pine Richland, you thought, you know, maybe he's a Division I quarterback. And, wow, I mean, an opportunity he had last year for the Cowboys, as brief as it was, and now another year under his belt, and we'll see where he is too.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's one of those things where – he went somewhere else, got a shot, and really made the most of it in terms of, you know, transferring. And sort of like Joe Flacco, I mean, you know, sometimes you go somewhere else and it works out better for you.
Yeah, for as much grief as athletes get for transferring, and in some cases I understand it, there are cases like those two where you're just not going to play. I mean, you don't have an opportunity, so why not go somewhere, even if it's at a FCS level, because – who knows what might happen? Now it's with so many games on television and so much more access to film, I don't know if there are guys that get under-recruited anymore, because if you're good, you're out there enough that there's tape on everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a matter of, you know, hey, if you're good enough, they probably will come and find you. Now, this thing, you've obviously heard Mike Tomlin talk and things of the such, and, you kind of can read the room. How much of some of the guys that, even some of their, you know, rookie draft choices, how much of them will we see tomorrow night?
I don't think we're going to see Freiermuth, mainly because he banged up his shoulder in the last practice yesterday and had to leave and then watched it with a wrap on the left shoulder. So I'd be shocked if he got in there. I mean, it would have to be an absolute clean bill of health for him to play. But, you know, Tomlin does want those rookies out there. He wants to see not just how they perform in a game, but he wants to see what's their preparation. How serious are they taking? Are they doing the right film work? Do they get too nervous? Things that they can advise these guys on, or maybe see if someone's just, you know, lazier, doesn't pay as much attention as they need to, and they can get on some of these guys. Najee Harris is going to play. Kendrick Green obviously is going to play. Tomlin mentioned that a few weeks ago, actually. He said that right at the start of camp that he was going to get the first start at center. And then you got the guys that are battling for spots, the Dan Moores, the Isaiah Loudermilks, the Quincy Roches. That's where, for these rookies, it's a few at the back end, Trey Norwood included, that are fighting for a job. And, you know, the other one that's fighting for a job that people that isn't a sexy position is Presley Harvin, the punter they picked from Georgia Tech. I mean, Jordan Berry's been really good. And that's kind of, if you're looking for, if you're going down a checklist of battles, it's probably towards the bottom, but it's one you can watch for because I think they're undecided at punter right now.
Well, and I think that's an interesting position. You talk about punter. That's a position where if they can save money, they would really like to, right? I mean, so if Jordan Berry ultimately wins that position, it means that he really won that position because, again, I think if they had their druthers, they would like the cheaper option there.
Yeah, and same with, say, Christian Kuntz out of Char Valley and Duquesne over Cameron Kennedy as a long snapper. I mean, that couple hundred thousand here, couple hundred thousand there. I'm not saying that Kennedy's necessarily going to lose his job, but there are competitions all over the place where, yeah, you can save some of this cash. And I get the feeling that they're going to come to a deal with TJ Watt. And when that deal happens, and it's going to be $23-24 million plus, they're going to need all the loose change they can to make sure that they're able to get the people they want for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. And, you know, obviously the salary cap's going to go way up, so it would be a lot easier, you know, next year to fit some guys in. But it's interesting, they were talking about T.J. Watt, and, you know, one of the things the Steelers don't do, and I heard somebody earlier today talking about this. I think it was actually Doug Whaley who was on with the morning show guys. Mm-hmm. They don't fully guarantee, you know, they don't do those like really big guarantee, you know, contracts. You know, as you see guys get $75 million guaranteed, $80 million guaranteed. But that's what the market dictates. Are they going to be able to get this done with him, or are they going to, I mean, could that be something that they're going to have to reconsider their policy in order to get it done?
Well, I think in their mind, it's a no-brainer that they want Watt. And if you look at their history, while there have been players that they've let go towards the end of their career, I can't think of one really good player that they wanted that they didn't sign. I mean, they normally bring back their key players. They've identified Watt as a key player, but I think that's the hang-up in negotiations. I think it's two things. I think it's one, the guaranteed money instead of the signing bonus, which is what the Steelers are big on because you can move that money around a little bit. And I think the other thing is, I mean, pay an outside linebacker $25 million. I mean, you wouldn't even blink to pay a franchise quarterback that, but this is kind of a new territory to pay this kind of money for one player on defense. And I think it makes for tougher negotiations. I'm not saying he's not worth it. I mean, a really good pass rusher is a big deal in today's NFL. But I think it makes this a little bit more complicated, and people will love the phrase hometown discount. That's easy to say when it's someone else's money. I mean, Watt's trying to maximize his value, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It just takes time sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's the thing. I mean, if they're going to do a deal that everyone can live with, they're probably going to have to budge a little bit on the way they do things. By the same token, you know what? Their track record suggests they're probably going to pay him. the money that he wants, so they're going to offer him a contract that's going to give him the money he wants.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I do think that they will reach an agreement. I don't see any really bad blood. I just think that it's a complicated, it's a long negotiation, and like you said, it's something where the Steelers are probably rethinking, in this case, how they do it, and then, okay, if we redo it for this guy, how do we explain to Minka that we don't want to do – I mean, it could be an alteration of how we've seen the Steelers do their contracts, which makes this one a little bit more difficult.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing, you know. And so now if you look at the Steelers overall, beyond the quarterbacks and things of the such, are there any other positions that you're going to keep your eye on?
All offensive line. I want to see some of these guys. We're not going to see – I can't imagine we're going to see Chukwuemeka and Zach Banner because they've been dealing with injuries. Maybe not Kevin Dotson either. So how does Trey Turner look? How does Kendrick Green handle, you know, being in the center of that offense against other NFL players, or at least players attempting to make the NFL? I think that's one of the battles I'm watching. How about some of the depth positions like outside linebacker? How does Quincy Roche look? You know, how does Spillane, I don't know how much of Bush, if we'll see any of Devin Bush, what does Ulysses Gilbert bring? What does Marcus Allen bring? And in the secondary, against opponents where you're not knowing what their routes are, what can Justin Lane, what can James Pierre do in these game situations? I think Pierre is a guy that they're high on, but I want to see him, you know, against other quarterbacks and other systems and see how he looks. I think all those positions. And one other one worth watching that's really become intriguing is tight end. Ebron's hurt. Freiermuth's hurt. Gentry's banged up. I mean, they brought in this Marcus Baugh from Ohio State, and they have Kevin Rader from Pine Richland. I mean, it's an opportunity for one of these depth tight ends to get a lot of time and show something tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest thing. If you think about it, there's going to be a lot of guys who get opportunities to really show what they can do. And I think, obviously, the next couple of preseason games, that might not be the case, so they need to get it done tomorrow.
Yeah, there are precious few opportunities. Even though the Steelers do get four games this year because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game, there's not a lot of time. You can only do so much in camp, and now is their time to shine, or, you know, they're going to find themselves looking for a job.
No, absolutely. Jeff, I appreciate you taking some time. Thank you so much, as always, and I'm sure that we will be doing it again many times throughout the season.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.